Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the ones, the onlys, Miss Aja Touré and Miss Casey Margot.
Hello, hello. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. I mean, listen, welcome behind the velvet rope. Welcome to Bravo. Welcome, Real Girlfriends in Paris. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
How is it? You know, I mean, like, you filmed this and now it is finally here. It is out in a few days. Like, has the excitement set in? I'm so excited. I watched the pilot. I am obsessed.
Oh my God. It's surreal, honestly. Like, I feel like, you know, a year ago, almost to the day, I was making moves to go to Paris. And then a few weeks in, I'm like, what? You want me on a TV show? Like, this is, is the TV show pumped? Like, what is happening?
Action, where are you?
But yeah, oh, that was a good Sharpay Evans. I caught that reference. But yeah, it's been amazing. And like, it's so good to see everyone's support and just like excitement and shared, you know, like, I just like, can't wait. J-ats. Like, that's like how everyone feels. And I don't know. It's just like, I can't wait.
Are you guys doing anything to celebrate when the show premieres?
I think as right now I'm in Paris. So I think me and the rest of the girls who are here at that moment are going to get together and like pop a bottle of champers and like, you know, look in a mirror for 45 minutes. So we're excited to, we're still scrambling to plan it because you know us, but we always find a way to get back together.
Are you guys
in New York right now? So
you are.
I'm doing a little premiere party with some like friends and family who live in the area or like coming in from out of town at a French restaurant down here. So I was like, you know, just keep it cute. Keep it cute.
Do you have any plans to go back to Paris? Or are you kind of bopping all over now?
Yeah, I've been traveling a ton. So I am heading back to Paris in a few weeks, actually. And then I have another trip within that to Germany. And I have another trip within that to Dubai and then back to Paris and then back to New York. So the jet setting just never stops.
And you're still in Paris.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, you know, you're both from the US. So, I mean, you know, you grew up, I mean, did you watch reality TV? Like, were you big reality TV fans before this?
Interesting. enough, I still to this day have never seen like an entire episode of Real Housewives. I'll like walk in and my dad will be like, be quiet, Nene's throwing hands. And I'm like, what do these words mean? But now he's downloaded me. I know who's who. But I was a little bit into like Love Island and all that stuff, more like, you know, our age, because I'm excited to see like people our age that I can kind of relate to compared to the Housewives. So, yeah.
I was always like a huge Bachelor franchise fan. I have watched almost every single season. I have watched like The Paradise and The Winter House. And then on the Bravo side, like I watched like The Hill started off on MTV, but obviously like that's still like one of my favorites. Like We Are the Girls Who Went to Paris. Sorry, Lauren. And I also like, you know, Housewives. I live in New York. I've run into Countess Luann. Like I have literally like, I still get starstruck even though I'm like, I can play it cool. I do not play it cool. Apparently never meet your stars.
One claim I have is that one time I was in an Uber, and back when your drivers could message you, he told me I looked like Garcelle Bouvet, and I ran with that. If you tweet, if you search Garcelle Bouvet in my tweets, that tweet will pop up.
Being compared to Garcelle is a great thing. Did you ever?
For me, I was like, thank you, sir. I will take that and I'll put it in my pocket and I'll pull it up in 8 years. Like, what?
Well, now that you're on Real Girlfriends in Paris, why don't you tweet at Garcelle and tell her this story? And
I will retweet my tweet and be like, at Garcelle, I give French lessons. I know your kids are probably speak French because you do too, but like you want them to actually practice, I'm your girl.
What about you, Aja? Like when you ran into Countess, did anything exciting happen or did you just say a quick hello?
When I say ran into, I mean, I was actually at a party with her. It was for a Cornell event, back in like 2018. So she was there like all night and I was like popping bottles with Countess Luann. Like it was a really exciting moment. Waka Flocka was there too. Like it was like the most hodgepodge Cornell event I'd ever been to. It was honestly like what's it called? A liminal space.
Yeah, it's honestly any like New York or LA event. Yeah. Club. I was like, right in here, and Vanderpump Rules was filming next to us. And I was like, okay, like, all right, cool. Like,
and before we move on and talk more about this great show, your father watches Real Housewives of Atlanta and you don't?
Oh, I'm sorry. My father watches Atlanta, he watches Dubai, he watches Potomac. He like picks and chooses, but like, real men watch Bravo. I learned that phrase today and I'm going to keep saying it.
It's great to know that he's a fan of Bravo.
Yeah.
So, you know, knowing what reality TV was, like you said, The Bachelor and The Hills, and, you know, did you guys have any reservations, you know, with putting your lives out there on reality TV?
I think for me, the one thing that like, what sold it for me, I guess, was the fact that when I was asking questions, I was like, how does this work? Like, are you guys watching me like bang? Like, what are the boundaries? And because obviously like Love Island, it gets like really, really raunchy. And I was just kind of like worried about putting my name on something like that. But the confidence that they put in me, which was, you know, this is like more docuseries-esque than just like traditional reality television. And it's your story. So you can show as much or as little as you'd like to, whether it be skin or, you know, vulnerable emotion. And yeah, so I kind of like sat on it and I was like, obviously I have to do this. Like, I need to take this risk. Like whatever comes out of it, I think I'll make it work. Like I'm a smart girl, good head on my shoulders. Like whatever happens, happens. And this will just be like either a blip that was a really cool experience or it'll turn into something really big and, you know, carry on with my life.
Absolutely. What about you, Casey?
So I, of course, had a little bit of skepticism, but I actually, the way that like I found out about the show was that they told me that they had seen my TikTok. And I was just like, you know, on TikTok, like as a joke, I was like, I'm almost 30. Like, I do not need a TikTok. But, like, okay, some of these videos are funny. I come home from like work one day and I was like, let me just tell the story about how I got hit by a taxi. And I was like, that was cute. Like, put my phone down, like, go to sleep. Wake up the next morning, has 11 million views. I have, like, 200,000 followers. I was like, and they're, like, going back through my old videos. Like, her brother is weird. Like, oh, her dog is ugly. And I'm like, oh, yo, yo, yo. Like, what's going on? Like, So I'm a little bit used to it. I'm a little more ready now. So like, even when they came to me like this, I was like, okay, it's just a bigger scale. So I just got to like be a big girl and do it big time.
So you really have your TikTok and almost getting hit by a taxi to thank for your Bravo Liberty status.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
What was the best thing about this experience for each of you guys? I do think it is more like docuseries to me. Like, I watched the pilot, I loved it. It seemed more like a docuseries and kind of like just a returning to, like, you know, the good old days of reality TV, like maybe not as much drama as some of the Housewives in like a good way.
Yeah. Can you say the question part again?
Just as far as like, what was the best thing about this whole experience? Okay.
I think a lot of us will share the same sentiment, which is that we got genuine friendships out of it. I'm very excited that I have like girls who I can always like reach out to, be it I'm in Paris, LA, New York, like there's somebody there who I can reach out to and chat up. We're there for each other. We're supporting each other. And it's just like really sweet that, like, you know, that's just going to carry on regardless of like whatever happens on the show.
And is there going to be any drama? I mean, I watched the pilot, I watched Coming Attractions. It seems like, you know, there's some things that we're going to run into.
Yeah, wrong word, in my opinion, but like things, right? Things is a good way to put it. Just because like you and your family fight, like you and your group chat every so often have a little like miscommunication. It would be weird if it went like 100% blue the whole time, right? So I think people can look for like relatable headbutting and not like fights or like drama, but just like learning how to get to know each other and understand each other and how we each work, our differences, what makes us alike, what's going to bring us closer.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So I was re-watching Roni the other day, because that's what we do here behind the velvet rope. And it was that episode where Leah found the vibrator and the chicken. Oh my God, did we ever find out whose vibrator that is? But all I could think of was, I hope for Luann's sake and Sonia's sake and Ramona's sake and Leah's sake, I hope that was a Dame Products product. Dame Products will hook you guys up and help you feel good. They have so many options to choose from. There's the Eva. That is literally the first hands-free couples vibrator. And it's designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. There's also the Air. It's a suction vibrator designed to, well, get you there fast. And, you know, having a pleasure practice, it's good for you. It's not just about feeling good. It improves the quality of your sleep. It helps you de-stress. It relieves pain. There's so much good that comes from it. And the best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days. So your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. There's no risk. Just go to dameproducts.com and enter code VELVETROPE and you get 15% off site-wide. That's right, site-wide. So you can choose the products I mentioned or any of the others. Dameproducts.com, use code VELVETROPE and get 15% off your first order. Well, one thing that I took away from the pilot too is that, you know, all six of you are just Francophiles. You're in love with the French culture. Like, what is it about Paris? Like, why is living there? I mean, I've been to Paris many a time, but what is it like living there? Like, what is it about Paris?
There's sometimes when like, I will still wake up to this day and I'll be like, oh yeah, oh my God, I live in France now. Like, I can see the Eiffel Tower is still there and like run outside and be like, bonjour, whatever. I was like, bonjour. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not just hallucinating. I'm not like actually in a psych ward. Like, I love Paris. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, people come and they see the like the romantic, like brief side of it where they're like, oh, I went, it was the most beautiful summer day and blah, blah, blah. And then there's the inverse, which is like, oh my God, the time I went, it was raining. There were no trains and I got mugged. The cool thing about like being an expat is that every day is a different day. And it's, you like live here. It's your life. It's hard to believe sometimes. And it's always fun to see where things end up going. Cause you always like end up ending a day way different than you started, but that's like half the journey.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of that.
Sorry.
How much help was Anya in kind of getting assimilated? Like, did you guys have a tough time like assimilating to living in Paris? And like, was Anya, I know she's lived there off and on for decades, or at least the last decade, like, was she a big help?
I have like a support system outside of the friend group, which is my family. So I had my auntie and her boyfriend, and I also had my uncle, and I also have cousins there. So to be honest, like the assimilation aspect of it, I had already, like, I think I had a little bit of a head start, like similar to Margot. But Anya, as far as like places to go, like she has her staples, like she has her brand. And I think that like, it was really good to just like have like a starting point. It was like, Anya's like, well, these are my recommendations. Find your own voice from there. And so that was really sweet.
Who did you guys find to be like the most reliable in the group? Like right now, if you needed something, like you were in a jam in Paris, like out of your four other, even each other, like who would you call?
Maybe Anya. Like for me, it's a tie between Anya and Margot, because like Anya is super, super, super organized, and she has done it all before. Like I remember when I was telling her, you know, like I'm not anywhere close. Like I'm coming up on year five here. So like, you know, when it comes to the how to order this, how to say that, how to get around town, like that's totally fine. But like, if I'm trying to switch visas or get an extension, I'm like, okay, Anya has done this before. But if there's ever like any type of emergency where I'm like, I need a French adult, I'm going to call Margot, because like her parents and family are French. And I'm like, I know you know somebody who knows what's actually going on around here. But yeah.
What about Aja? You know, you said in the pilot, or I think even in the coming attractions, you said, I think it was in the pilot, you said, you know, American men want to fuck you and French men want to date you. So talk to us about that. And how are the French different from dating American men?
I mean, there's one big difference between American and European men, and it's kind of like a hood. But real talk, I think that maybe I spoke too crass about it, because it's not just American men. I live in New York City. Like it's a different breed out here of people who can be individualistic, or they just see like a quick lay and then move on with their day, which I don't know why I keep making rhymes about it. And I think in Paris or in Europe in general, because I have visited other cities, but Paris, there's like more courtship, and like it's not like, hey, like you want to get out of here. It's more like, oh, like your eyes remind me of the moonlight, or like this, like the smoothness of your skin is so tantalizing. Like they say crazy stuff, and I'm like, why am I falling for this? Why am I falling for this? But it's kind of genuine, and it actually develops into something.
I remember the first time a French guy hit on me, and I was like, it was very much like a punk moment. I was like, you did not just actually say that. And then he kept going on and on. I was like, are you a poet? He was like, no, it's just that your beauty reminds me of the way the waves
crash. It's like, really so cringy, but so freaking flattering. It's
the way you do it, like the WYD.
Well, I was going to say, I live in New York City too, so say no more. I totally understand.
Let's get drinks later.
A little bit. I'm in the Hamptons for the summer, but I'm back in a few weeks. So, you know, New York guys are just, well, we did see in the pilot, we saw like Margot hasn't had sex in like a really long time. And we see Victoria has, you know, Gabriel for a neighbor. And she also has this girl she's texting, but Aja, you seem to got it going on. I mean, you say you have someone for all of your needs. You have this waiter to give you free drinks, and you know, you have a man for all of your needs. So like, are you kind of like, are you the one that people in this group turn to when they need advice on men?
Yes. I have seen them all walks of life. You can describe a guy in like three sentences, and I'd be like, oh yeah, in 2018, I was with this person. He's exactly like that. And this is why he's a red flag. Like I have my own like memory bank, like the Rolodex of sex. Oh, the good rhymes are really flowing out of me today.
Seriously.
I went to an apartment once and I gave you my phone, and you were like, no, 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 no. Yeah, no, 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 no. And I was like, why are you like saying no to all these dudes? And you're like, okay, watch the guy say yes to you, like instant match. I was like, how did you know? And she was like, let me work. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Who do you think, Aja and Casey, I mean, who do you think needs your help the most out of this group in the dating category?
So when it comes to dating, I need the most help. When it comes to speaking French, Vic needs the most help. When it comes to being organized, Margaret needs a lot of help. Like, we each have like our own, it's like this fun little game of tag where it's like, okay, now it's your turn. Okay, now it's your turn. So we each have a particular set of skills. So
for sex purposes though, I think that's kind of hard to tell since, you know, it's been a little while since filming. So I'm pretty sure everyone should be back on track. You know, the winter, it's harder to get laid. Like, you know, it's cuffing season. Everyone's in a relationship. I prefer handcuffing season, which is year round.
Audrey, you'd be so happy. I'm wearing a handcuff bracelet. Can you see it? I don't know if you can see it. There it is.
I can see it. So I love it. Well, you know, like you said, some time has passed since the show. So what is your dating relationship status now?
Me or Casey?
Both of you.
I mean, I can go first. I am single and as a Pringle in the bottom of like the last single Pringle can. I'm obviously trying to have fun while I'm like out and about in France and in Europe because I'm also traveling too. So I don't want to be like tied down. I'm not getting married anytime soon. But you know, like I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a husband. I don't have any of these walks of life. Y'all want to fill it out. I don't have a sugar daddy. If someone wants to pay me money, just be alive. I don't have a dentist. Someone wants to fix my teeth. Like, I am looking for anybody to come and, like, just talk to me and hang out. I'm friendly.
I can at least set you up with a good dentist.
Okay. So, if you would know that stuff in France as well, yes.
I don't remember the question.
Like, are you currently dating anyone? What's your relationship status?
Yeah. I think because of my storyline, I don't want to say where I'm at too soon just because I don't want to spoil things. So I think watch the season and then you'll find out.
That makes a lot of sense. What about, you know, your Bravo celebrities now? Anyone, you know, and I just think of like the single, you know, I think of like Caleb Ravenel from Southern Charm just broke up with Catherine. I mean, Shep Rose just broke up with Taylor.
Yeah, Katie and Tom.
Tom. I mean, he was just kissing Raquel at Sheena's wedding, but he is technically single. Like, anyone in the Bravo world strike your fancies?
I like literally forgot that there were men in the Bravo world. I was like, who? I have to go back and look at all the boys. I have so much Bravo catch up to do.
Has anyone struck my fancy? Constantly. My fancy's constantly struck. Anyone in particular, they will find out if I am in their DM saying, let me eat a cake off your chest or something vulgar. So,
so no one in particular, even if they're like in a relationship that you just find, you know, it may not work, but like anyone you just find hot in the Bravo world.
Chanel Ayan is super hot to me.
I was literally about to say, she's beautiful. Oh my God.
Like, do I want to be her or be in her?
I wasn't going to say that part, but I understand the sentiment.
I'm as gay as they come, and I even have moments where I think Chanel is like, I need to do a double take on that one. What do you want people to take away as they watch this great show, Girlfriends in Paris, about?
Yeah. There's so many different like aspects to the show that make it really unique in comparison to other Bravo shows. But I think biggest takeaway is this is a show about friendship. It's not like a dating show. It's not a competition show. It's reality TV about friendship. And I think that's a little bit more rare to find where the friendships are genuine and they're solid. And it's not around like inter-drama or anything like that. It's really wholesome in a way. Obviously, you know, we're not perfect. Like we butt heads, as Casey has mentioned, but at the end of the day, like the relationships that's like stand to this day are because of our journey together. And I think anyone who watches that will really see that on screen.
I think so. And I think reality TV is like in a different state now where people actually want that. And I don't think they really want the heart. I think we've done that. And I think it's very refreshing.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to take us too seriously, but also don't knock us till you try us, right? Like this is not the how to do it like this is not like the how-to guide at Paris. This is not like the, you have to do it like us. You have to be like us. Like, no, this is like, hey, this is, we're not always perfect. So I'm, you know, so like, I really don't want people to you know, be like, oh, I'm not gonna give it a chance, or be like, oh, like I really am just gonna do this and copy every single thing they do. It's like, I mean, if you feel the, if you want to come see us in France, we're always welcoming more American expats. But yeah, don't take us too seriously, but don't knock us till you try us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm silly, goofy, wild. So is Casey. Like, we all have like a silly streak, but
yeah.
Because it's not too serious and we're talking about like the relatability of things, it's not going to be like laughs the whole time. Like there are some serious real moments that I think people will really enjoy.
Remember the good old days? And I'm really dating myself here. I know when you had to like go to your psychiatrist's office and like sit there and wait in the waiting room and it was quiet and you were looking at people around you and you had to wait and you had to walk there and you had to drive there. Mental health and therapy and psychiatry has never been so simple. Now that you're able to access mental health in the comfort of your own device, it's never been so simple to schedule. Talkspace, it's really changed the game. You can send messages to your dedicated therapist in the Talkspace platform. You could schedule your sessions. You can help set goals all from your device. You never have to leave your home. And if you're like me and you travel and you're really never in one place for more than a few months, it's great. You don't have to keep changing therapists. They have thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties: depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationship issues, food, eating. As a listener of Behind the Velvet Rope, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off. That's Talkspace.com/velvet.
Exactly.
What about like the obvious comparison, like Emily in Paris? Have you guys watched that? Are you familiar with that show?
I liked it. It was like, it's like one of those cute things. It's like kind of on in the background and then something, I'm like, oh my God, Lucas Bravo. Let's tomber. But I think our show is pretty different from it because we're not like a bunch of Americans who are like fish out of water in Paris. Like we're all somewhat established in one way or another. And I think Emily, part of like the intrigue that people had behind that show was that she doesn't speak French and she doesn't know the city. And this is her first time ever. Whereas for most of us, like we've been in and out for years, if not our whole lives. And we know the city much better than, you know, Lily Collins in the show, which is so funny because Lily Collins is like fluent in French. Like it's so cute that she had to like essentially like dumb down just for the character. Kudos to her. Great acting.
I actually have never seen a single episode of Emily in Paris because like a lot of my like whole, my whole thing of like coming to Paris was like, I'm leaving like being bullied in high school behind. I'm leaving like not really fitting into New York behind. Like I'm coming to Paris and I'm doing this for my own rules. Like a completely new like city. Lily Collins was my high school. So I'm like, good for you, girl. You're beautiful. But every time I like turn around and her face is there, I'm like, oh my God, do I like... Like, oh, it's a billboard. It's a billboard. Like, it's fine. There's no high school reunion surprise happening, like, on me, so.
You went to high school with her?
She was, like, my brother was on this, was there at the same time as her, and I was there at the same time as my brother, so there was always, like, oh, but she did this, and we're, who wants to reprise Lily's role? Like, Beanie? Like, okay. Like, so it's LA for you.
That's so funny. As we wrap up, final two questions, and I'm just curious, like from someone that, you know, I've been to Paris, but I've never lived there. Is that show realistic, Emily in Paris? Like just the way they do it, or?
You haven't seen it, Casey.
No, I'm just saying like, like I've seen the clip where the guy, like she knocks on the door and the super hot guy's like, oh my God, can I like marry you so you can live here legally? Anytime anyone knocks on my door, they're like, you owe me money, be quiet. Oh, you still live here? We were going to try and see if we could sell the apartment to a French person. Like, there are some things that are similar, obviously, but from my perspective, like, my journey was nothing like Emily's, you know?
It's pretty different, but I will say that between the two shows, the most similar is the fact that Emily on our show is named Emily.
The only similarity is that we have...
I was like, I'm so glad to see an Emily. And final question, you know, this is Real Girlfriends in Paris. You know, 17 seasons ago, we had something called Real Housewives of Orange County. And now look where we are. We have many franchises. It's gone on for 17 years. I mean, do you envision that for real? I mean, we have a Real Girlfriends of Milan and, you know, Berlin. And might this be the start of that?
He's in London for a couple seasons. So
They did.
Who knows? Maybe it becomes a franchise, or, you know, maybe it'll just be the Parisian one and we like take trips to other places. Who knows? But I think it could be really fun to like see the same thing in other cities, because one thing I will say about like American television and media in general is that the romanticization of Paris is like almost strictly of Paris, and yeah. You don't really see it for other cities. And I'm like, yeah. There are so many cool cities out there. Yeah. Like, give Lauren? Me like, real girlfriends of Hong Kong. Yeah. Give me real girlfriends of like Nigeria. You know, like I want to see it.
Italy.
100%. Well, listen, I told you, I really, not just saying this, love the pilot. I am so excited to watch this show. You guys have been great. Thank you, Aja. Thank you, Casey. And I cannot wait to watch the rest of the season. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your day, David.
You too. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.